What's going on, Legionnaires? Welcome to another episode of the Legion of Comic Correction, where we talk all things video games. Woohoo! We're talking about Mario today. We've been talking about this for a long time, that we're going to jump into Mario, and it finally came out, and we all finally saw it. Not just the core Legion, but also the Legion kiddos saw it. So they got a chance to go see the movie, too. And we told you that they'd be back. I know, popular demand. You guys wanted to see those
kiddos.
What do you call
Legionnaires who are the next or generation?
I don't know.
Legionettes.
Legionettes.
No, Legionettes would... That's a...
that would be girls, I think.
Yeah, that would be the girls. G actually already asked to be called the Legionettes.
Oh.
For the girls.
So we're gonna have to think about that. Drop it in the comics. Yeah, what we should call them. Any ideas you have about the Legion kids and what they should be called?
Yeah.
Legion progeny.
Ooh, I like that.
I like it a lot.
Epic.
Legion munchkins.
Legion munchkins.
Legion kins.
Like the Dunkin'
kins.
Donut?
Like kins.
We represent the Legion Club. Right?
Pretty much.
Come on, Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Wizard or boss?
Well, it's the lollipop. Oh, it's Guild.
Yeah.
The Legion Guild.
Legion Guild.
That would be different.
All right.
Like watching the boys.
This is pretty late for the kiddos that we're recording this, so they may get a little...
We're going to rein them in
goofy.
Here.
Goofy. May get a little goofy.
Oh, come on.
All right. Well, we have some questions. We have some questions for the Legion. I don't know what to call them now.
Yeah,
the Legion Guild? That doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right at
all. The Legion Kiddos. We'll just keep them there for
the
now.
Just Legion Kids.
The Legion Kids.
Until we get the real name.
We'll get a better name.
For the girls and boys.
We'll figure it out. Yes, for all you boys and girls out there, Fallon, you're good at this. You're natural. She inherited your podcasting genes.
Well. What is so natural?
It isn't hard.
All right.
And I'm wearing two different shirts.
He is wearing two different.
Duke on the other hand.
Pull it back.
Pull it in. All right, so we've got some questions for you guys to ask. Questions for you guys or to answer about the Mario movie. So if you haven't seen the Mario movie, we're going to say it right now. Spoilers. We don't want you guys to get spoiled because it was a really good movie, and you should go see it with you and your family and your friends. It's just great. So
pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, go and watch it, and then come back here and watch us. Or watch us, and then watch it, and then watch us again.
Yeah.
It could happen.
It could.
In a perfect world.
It could.
So you guys, what was your favorite part of the movie, and... what was your favorite character in the movie after you've seen the movie? Fallon, start us out.
My favorite part about it was when Toad said, "I'll never leave you." And Toad was my favorite character. He was like...
Toad was legit.
Besides the "I'll never leave you" part, what was your favorite thing he did in the movie?
Bring out the frying pan whenever he was about to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, yep. Captain Toad, man, bringing out that frying pan. I love it that when we first see him and he starts cooking for the guys. He's like, go.
It's like, all right, you guys are going to get whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll give you whatever you want. So do you want something?
It was so good. All right, great. That's a great answer. All right, Duke, same question, man. Favorite part of the movie? And what was your favorite character?
When it was Mario's... last time training, and he almost made it.
That was a good part.
It was coming in, and then, jump.
He looks at Princess Peach. He's like, I'm the man.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it this time. I'm very satisfied with this.
All right, Duke, who's your favorite character?
I love it when they learn words.
I love it.
Mario's your favorite character?
Of course he is. He's the main character.
Why was Mario your favorite character?
Because he's my favorite.
What was
self-explanatory? I like it,
Duke. What was the coolest thing that Mario did in the movie?
Answers itself.
When he got the superstar.
With Luigi.
Yeah, that's right. Him and Luigi, brother power, right?
Yeah.
Super cool. Super
they're
cool.
Powerful no together.
Brothers to, there's no other brothers in this family other than Duke to do it.
So when after you've seen this movie, you've seen the movie, you've experienced Mario in the theaters.
Experienced.
Did it live up to the hype? Was it as good as you thought it was going to be? Was it worse? Was it better? What do you think? Well, we'll start. Let's start with Duke.
Well, let's they know the scoring.
We could tell. Ooh, we could. Should we tell the scoring?
Yeah. Let's see.
All right. We'll do it a little modified. We'll just do three.
Yeah.
All right. So here's your three scorings. Okay.
Number one, top dog.
Number one
is called
perfection.
Perfection.
So that means it was better than you could ever.
The
hope.
Best.
It's the best. Number two, it is what it is. That means it was a good movie. But it wasn't like the best movie.
No wow factor.
Yeah, it is what it is.
No wows.
And then if you didn't like the movie, you say, it's garbage.
Garbage.
It's a garbage movie. Garbage. All right, garbage movie, which I don't think this will be a garbage movie, but maybe.
But my brother might.
You never know. All right, Duke, you're going to start us out, man. Is it a perfection, the best of the best? Is it is what it is, or is it garbage?
Perfection.
Ooh. Perfection.
Duke has spoken. It is a perfection.
Bold statement.
That is a bold statement, but I might agree with it. I don't know. We'll have to find out.
All right,
Fallon, what do you think?
I thought it was in the middle because in the middle when Donkey Kong was versing Mario, it was kind of satisfying, but I didn't really like it that much.
Okay, so there were parts of the movie that you were like, this is cool, but it's not like it could be cooler.
Best.
Well, that's right. Yes. That's good.
Choice.
You know what? The Legion rarely agrees all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's because we're a lot of people.
Yeah. Usually so we agree when it's garbage.
People.
True. That's true. Usually we agree when it's garbage.
All right.
Usually the only time.
Has there ever been a garbage that somebody else says is a perfection?
Yes.
Probably if it was, it would be you that said it was a perfection when Logan and I both said it was garbage.
Andor. I loved Andor.
I didn't say it was garbage, I don't think.
You liked it better when you saw the rest of it. You never finished it.
I never finished it either.
You got farther than him. He got like two episodes in. You got to episode like five.
He's like, I'm out.
All right. You heard it from the Legion kids. Their opinion matters, and they have some good stuff to say about comic movies, and specifically Mario movies. So thank you guys for joining us for Mario.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, hey, it's us. The it's Legion kids. The us. Legion kids left. They went to bed.
This is Legion adults. This is after hours.
After dark.
After dark.
where we talk about Mario, your favorite plumber.
Yeah.
So many jokes there.
A lot of jokes there. A lot of jokes.
Child disclaimer.
Oh, you're
right there.
You don't know what I'm saying.
Right E for there. Explicit.
E for
E for rated everyone.
Rated E for every. If E got changed to explicit, so many kids would be confused.
Oh, they'd be so confused. Rated M for many. rated M for minors.
E10 plus. Everyone that's 10 plus more.
Oh my
Let's
goodness.
Confuse a bunch of people.
All right.
Let's get back on it.
You're like rein the kids in, and then they leave, and you guys.
He's got to fill
kids.
In.
Yeah, I'm the kids. We rein the kids in. Once they're gone, Harry and I are the kids. Mm-hmm. You got to rein us in.
So, in case you guys didn't notice, Logan has become quiet rage. Because he has lost his voice.
Oh my gosh, it's getting worse.
Yeah, well, the more you use it, the more it's going to get worse. Which
I disagree
great.
With that science.
We're filming three episodes
it's
tonight,
science.
Which means by the end of it, he won't have a voice at all, which is going to be hilarious.
Nope.
I've got three reins to get me through.
That's true. You're going to drink all three of those?
I don't know.
Well, maybe.
I might.
Your heart will just. You know, control your voice.
No, these are my power-ups.
Your power-ups. All right, well, we're talking about Super
and none
Mario.
None of them are the blue mushroom.
Nope.
I forgot about the blue mushroom. When it came in,
I know, like, when they threw that in there, I thought it was dope.
First, I thought it was like the poison.
Dope.
I thought it was the poison mushroom.
Yeah, that would have been good.
And then he got sick, but then
he just dies. That's the end of the movie.
Well, I think they could have handled it without him, honestly.
Without Mario?
Yeah,
imagine if DK and Luigi got the star at the end.
To be honest, I'm going to throw a hot take right out there. Mario was probably the least memorable part of the whole movie.
Which, you know what? Yeah. As a first movie for Mario, in this world of Mario, I think it was smart. Like, he's learning with us.
It's not bad. I'm just saying.
So instead of, a lot of times when we do something like this, Mario would be like the hero, and we're watching him do his thing.
Sure.
And we're watching him through the eyes of somebody else. Probably like a Toad or a Luigi. Yeah. But in this case, they made Mario the guy that didn't know what was going on, and he kind of had to learn the Mushroom Kingdom and learn, which is cool.
Yeah, listen, just a kid from Brooklyn.
Approach. Just a kid from Brooklyn.
I could do this all day.
Just did it all day.
We thought we were sitting in the theater, and he at the very end was getting beat up by Bowser.
Yeah, when it,
he's lying there behind, he's sitting on the behind counter behind the
behind the counter. Yeah,
and he's like, I could do this all day.
Yeah, waiting for it.
Yeah, I was waiting for that line. It didn't happen, but
and
maybe
this
next
is
time.
Our crossover in the Marvel universe.
There was Shocker. Already some. What was the Guardians song that they played when he was
Mr.
getting ready?
Blue Skies.
Mr. Blue Skies. Yeah. And it's Chris Pratt.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of opportunity, a
lot of opportunity, a lot of money. Come on, Nintendo.
Money.
Nintendo is pretty exclusive with their money, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
all right.
The fact that we got a movie from them is pretty hardcore.
Well, we're getting a whole bunch of movies from them. Rumor
we'll talk about that.
Rumor,
we're hoping.
Rumor.
We're hoping. Rumor. Super Smash Brothers, maybe? All right.
A lot of things, actually.
I don't know why.
I have a lot of hopes for that.
Mario Italian there. All right. Well, we're going to do a comic review. For this movie, because there have been comic books, and we do video games too, and it's been a TV show, live action. Yep.
I do love it when people ask us, like, why are you doing this? And we're like, stop.
Clearly,
because we want to.
You don't know the comics.
Because, well, and even if it's fun. Can we just have fun? We can just have fun.
All right, let's talk about the movie.
Well, we're talking about Mario, and if you are new here and you like this kind of stuff, which I honestly don't know why you would, but you might, so join us, because we're here every week. Well, I don't know. I feel like, some people might not. But if you like it, you can watch. And if you don't like it, you can still help.
You should still watch.
Well, you can help the almighty algorithm by liking...
And
subscribing.
It's a learning environment by yelling at you.
Or just like really like passive aggressive facts.
Yeah.
I mean, facts are facts, right? They don't have a...
Facts don't have feelings.
There's no morality when it comes to facts. I was
that's
just
true.
Stating facts.
It's fair.
I think that's
it's
what
fair.
I think that's what Sonic would
we'll
have
go
wanted.
With that.
We'll go with that.
Batman would have wanted.
Batman would have wanted that.
All right, so like and subscribe. True. Hit that bell down below. Check out in the description. There's lots of places you can go to help support the show. You can go to our website and buy sweet merch like that. Sweet merch like this. And sweet merch like, wow, Harry's decked over there.
Harry's decked out.
So much carnage.
He is color coordinated. Yeah, that's the Carnage outfit
He's
right there.
He's also got a spare Legion hat sitting on his desk.
Full blown.
Just in case he needs to whip out. He can't put it. It's
for
garbage.
The next video.
It's garbage.
Well,
let me just put my garbage hat on.
It could be that, or it could be because he needs two hats to fit his giant dome.
That's true.
It's true.
I'm stressing these buttons on the back here.
The last one.
Last two.
They keep popping. Or you can become a Patreon supporter and support us that way. There's extra content there, and we would really appreciate that. You get cool free stuff sometimes and discounts and stuff like that. So do it. Be cool. We want you to be there. I want you to be a part of it. And we won't be that mean with you in the comics. Comics, it works
either
way.
Careful.
Well, if Logan gets a hold of the keyboard, then maybe we will be. All right, so we're going to be talking about Mario today. So just as always, we're going to jump into our Carnage report.
Chainsaws.
All right, Carnage report time! Again, this movie is still out. It came out on April 5th, so it hasn't been out for that long since it's been about a month, almost.
Over 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Three weeks?
Yeah. Like
well,
over 2 weeks.
I don't know when this one's... I guess it's coming out next week.
It is.
I don't remember when our scheduling is. Is this episode coming out next week?
If this episode's...
Episode comes out next week, it'll be out for almost a month. And a half weeks.
This is the way that time travel really throws things off.
It does. It messes stuff up.
Yeah, it came out April 5th.
It came out April 5th.
We were putting this out this day, so you do the math.
Figure it out.
Do the math. Well, this will be... what's today? The 21st? This will be whatever it is, the 21st. So it'll have made more money by the time you watch it, maybe. Probably.
Or
actually,
maybe
it
went in reverse.
Maybe it'll tank. Think it's going to tank?
No.
Nah, this movie's doing great.
This movie's crushing it.
So in the Carnage Report, we look at the how much money it's made. We also look at who's in the movie. And then we talk about kind of its background and where it comes from. So right now, it's opening. Opening weekend, it made domestically $146 million. It's opening weekend, which freaking is amazing.
That's just domestic.
Right, and at this point, do you know the numbers? Have you looked at them at all?
No.
You and I talked about it, so I can't really ask you. But how much do you think it is now?
$550 million.
$550 million. No.
What's it at?
$725 million.
Holy
$725
cow.
Million.
Well, that makes it the highest grossing game.
It overtook Sonic 2.
Movie of all time. No, Sonic 1.
Or Sonic, whatever.
Sonic 1 was the highest grossing video game movie. And I don't know how, but well, this is made
by the same people, right?
No. This was Illumination.
I feel
it was Universal. I don't remember. What was Sonic?
I don't remember, Sonic but Fox. It wasn't the same.
It wasn't Illumination.
I know this
anyway.
Was Illumination, but
yeah, it wasn't the obviously the end.
I feel a lot better about this being the top spot over Sonic, yeah. I gotta tell you.
Oh my word, yes.
Makes my heart sing joy.
Well,
makes
the other
more
thing
sense for sure.
The other thing is that not only is it obviously making this much money, but it is the highest grossing movie of the year so far.
That's really impressive. That's even more impressive.
Yeah, it's nuts.
What was last year's?
I don't know.
Doctor Strange or maybe Spider-Man?
Spider-Man
was
last year.
2 years ago, wasn't it?
Ooh, man.
I think Spider-Man was 2 years ago. I think Spider-Man was
in December.
Yeah, it was in December. But anyway, the fact that what's crazy, and I know we've talked about this before, but there's a Marvel movie out, and like it didn't even come close.
Wow.
I mean, we know that like Ant-Man tanked in weird ways. It only made like $500 million. Or so, or not even. And so, I mean, this thing's crushing it. And it's
well, got a bunch
week.
Of my money because this is one of the first movies that I've taken my kids to.
Took everybody
and we
to.
We took everyone. We took the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
It was worth it.
What do you
it.
Do with, like, Scout? Like, does she have to buy a ticket or no?
No, Scout's under two. So at
she's
least
free?
At the, she's free. Scout's free.
Man, I wish I was still free.
But she just chilled
she
out.
Lives in America.
She either chilled Everyone's out. Free. Or we got that first that row right behind the middle aisle.
Yeah.
So then we got the bars, and she just kind of like stood up, hung on the bars, watched. Or
it wasn't that
down.
Long of a movie. It was only like an hour and a half.
1 hour and 32 minutes. Yeah. I know that exactly.
I'm looking at it right now. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Which is good. I told when the movie was over, I looked at Harry and I said, "Perfect amount of time." If it was any longer, I probably would have started to get bored.
Yeah.
If it was any shorter, I might have felt gypped. I thought it was perfect timing.
We'll talk about that.
Sonic was Paramount.
Super
Mario
that
is Universal.
Sense. That's
Sonic
right. That's
was Paramount.
Right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so is what it is. All right. Super Mario's cast. A little divisive here. We had Chris Pratt as Mario. So
stupid.
I honestly didn't mind his voice once the movie went.
That's because they changed the whole thing. But
he sounded
yeah,
a little different.
You're right.
Well, I don't think, Harry, you had a really good point, observation about why maybe Chris Pratt sounded worse in the trailers than he did in the actual movie.
Yeah, I think it's because they just used all of his cliche, like his quotes or whatever you want, his sayings. Like, but he didn't even say, let's go. Like, let's go. I don't think he did.
No, I think Peach said it in that. In
I'm
that
not.
Section.
I'm not going to die on this hill, but I just think it's a little bit ridiculous. But
yeah, but like, who are you going to have?
Yeah, Pedro think, Pascal.
No,
I don't think. Honestly, I was.
Pedro
I was,
Pascal. Pedro Pascal. Pedro Pascal.
I no, was a little no, nervous. No. I was a little nervous that it would become distracting for me. That it would just be like Chris Pratt. But I honestly didn't. There were a handful of times where I was like, that's Chris Pratt.
The
but
actual
it really wasn't too much.
The other thing that could have been distracting was if you had the cliche voice the entire time.
Sure.
Trying to speak
which should,
just
that,
in like full
be,
sentences and paragraphs.
It would hurt.
You would have probably been really bothered
There's
by
someone
it,
that
so.
I was bothered more by, but I don't know if we're doing that right
in
now.
In the movie?
Okay. All right. Well,
we're still doing Carnage Report, right?
Yeah, we're not quite there.
We'll
yet.
Get there.
But we'll get
if
there.
If you've got something special good, mm-hmm. I wanna hear it.
I wanna hear it too. All right, so Chris Pratt was Mario. Anya Taylor Joy, who we all love from New Mutants.
Yep.
Nothing? It's a great movie.
You said, what did you say?
From the New Mutants? It's Logan. I mean, it's Logan's favorite movie.
I thought you said Nuke Nougats.
Did you say Mook Nougats?
Mm-hmm.
How anyone was able to
yeah,
be
Mook
cast
Nougats.
For anything after that movie
well, didn't
is,
she do?
Is a miracle.
Was she
is
queen?
A miracle.
Was she the Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, she's Queen's
Wasn't
Gambit.
She the Queen's
it doesn't,
Gambit?
I don't care who she
well, was. In a bunch of
no,
stuff.
But I think that helped. That was after New Mutants.
That was after
so
New
So I think
Mutants.
That probably
that
helped
her.
Her
bounce back.
She's in
probably.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, she's also Princess Peach. And then we have Charlie Day as Luigi.
Great.
That's
great.
Just
love that.
amazing casting.
Charlie, of course you do.
Charlie Day all day, every day, twice on Sundays. Put him in everything.
Everything. Kidman's. Jack Black is Kidman's. Bowser.
Ditto for that.
Jack Black was freaking Jack fantastic Black was as Bowser.
Phenomenal casting.
Man.
Phenomenal.
So great. Keegan-Michael Key was...
National treasure.
Keegan-Michael Key was Toad, who I didn't even recognize his voice.
No, he wasn't. Nope. Keegan-Michael Key was not Toad.
Yes, he was.
What?
Yeah. No, he was the... Yes, he is. He's Toad. Keegan-Michael Key plays
Toad. I thought he was
Toad.
The Penguin.
No. He plays Toad, man. Dude, I watched an interview with him about doing the Toad voice, and he was like, I went on the set, and I was like, how's this? And he's like, the director was like, go higher. And he's like, how's this? Go higher. How's this? And he's like, and I just kept going higher and higher until the director was like, perfect. Wow. Like, I just stuck at that note. And he's like, you can't even recognize him.
No.
He doesn't sound anything like him.
And that's why.
Freaking awesome.
But but who voiced the Penguin? Because I think he voiced the Penguin then, too.
No. What was the Pam Penguin's name?
I'm telling
that's
you.
That's the problem. Nope.
Who voiced?
Carrie Payton was the Penguin King.
There's no way.
Yeah, it wasn't Keegan-Michael Key. Seth Rogen was Donkey Kong.
Phenomenal.
Freaking great.
Great. That's what I hated.
And you guessed it really? In the movie. We didn't know.
Interesting.
You guessed, you didn't like Seth Rogen? All right, well, we'll get
they
to that.
They butchered
we'll
my there. Boy.
Well, that's fair.
Well, Fred, how did you like Fred Armisen as
he was funny.
As Cranky Kong?
Oh, yeah.
He guessed it when we were over. He's like, oh, yeah, that's who I thought it was. Because we were trying to figure out who
I was
in
like,
the world was his voice.
He kind of was in SNL, or he was in SNL. Then he had that other show.
Cranky Kong.
Cranky Kong's
what's
so
that
good.
One in Portland?
Portlandia.
Portlandia.
Yeah, right. Yes.
I knew it was Portland something, but it was Portlandia.
What's the one in Portland? Portland.
Portland. Yeah.
And then, we have... last but not least, we have Charles Martinet, who is the original, the voice of Mario.
And he was the old school so Mario.
He kind of looked like the Jumpman guy.
He also played Mario's dad.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is super cool.
That's legit.
So, yeah, it was nice to have him in there. And like,
Good.
And I was very happy that they had him in there to do that. So that is cool. So it's a good cast, man.
Yeah, good cast.
All-star cast. Really did a great job. Source
material.
For the
most part, we'll talk about if there's anybody else.
Yeah, apparently there's some, I don't know, somebody didn't like Donkey Kong. we also had Source Material.
Source Material
just the video game.
It was all over the place.
Yeah, it was all
the
Mario's.
So many
video
games.
Oh, it was all
games.
The Mario games?
It was every
like
Mario game.
There was, like, much, Mario, yeah. There was Mario, well, there, well, let's see. There was 64, the Penguins are from 64.
Yep.
Did you catch,
the star was from Galaxy.
Speaking of 64, when they are going through Mushroom, the Mushroom City.
Yes.
And they pass the antiques.
Oh, yes.
There's I saw that, line. Yeah.
There's cartridges.
Yeah, there's cartridges.
He's like, you just got to blow on it.
Does it work? Yeah, you just got to blow
it. So good. You caught the GameCube ringtone on Luigi's.
Yeah, Luigi's cell phone was.
You would catch that.
Yeah.
You would catch that. That's that brick of a game.
Love it.
That's such a great console. You could throw a thing down the stairs and it would still work.
I literally witnessed someone throw it downstairs and plugged it in and they're like. I was like, what?
That is the most
freaking amazing.
It's got a freaking grab handle on it. Yeah, that's made for violence.
No, it's like you can
what are you bringing to war, my claymore? What are you bringing to war, my mace? What are you bringing to war, GameCube?
No, choose your weapons,
Begin.
There was the commercial for GameCube where the guy would get like on his skateboard. He's like skating over to his friend's house with it.
Yeah.
I guess sick, he's like, dude. Bring Sonic. It over this.
Yeah, I'll bring my GameCube.
Let's
no controllers, no games, not the power supply, no AV port.
It was in his backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Put the GameCube in the backpack
either. Nah, grab handle, bro. What if you're about to fall and you're not wearing a helmet? Slap that thing right in front of your face. You'll be fine.
Just hold it like that.
Yeah. Let that break your fall.
It would.
Yeah.
You'd probably break your head on it, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a Nokia of like video games consoles.
It's worse than hitting concrete. You should rather hit the
I'd rather hit. I'd rather curb stop give. Myself.
I think more it, give in the concrete.
I think it's made. I think
it's, by GameCube.
I think it's made. It must be made of Beskar.
I don't know. Right? Yep.
That's Beskar straight up.
All right. So we had Penguins of 64. We had the Star Sprite from Galaxy that was hilarious.
Oh, that was so funny.
The warm embrace face of death.
The only thing we have to look forward to.
Yeah. Yes.
There's no light.
Mercy, finally.
Mercy, finally.
The melting the lava. So that was Galaxy. The clear tubes were for the new Mario and Luigi from the Wii U, where it was the four player one, where you the cat suit.
Yeah.
The cat suit was also from that game. Obviously they referenced the old side scroller, like
the raccoon
stuff. The raccoon suit
from three,
yeah, Super Mario 3.
You've got Mario Kart, all over.
Well,
the
it was. I mean, the Kong's place was literally just the home screen of Mario Kart 8. Where they're scrolling through all the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they referenced that. Obviously, they referenced Jumpman.
Mm-hmm.
Jumpman gone jump. So, I think, but honestly, I don't want like here's the difference for me from comic books and video games. In a video game, when I play through the game, I am in the game. Like I am the story.
Yeah.
I don't want a movie that's the same story from the game.
Right.
Because I've played the game for like 100 hours.
Something different. Been,
and so I think this is probably the best way to do it, where it's like they just kind of said hello to all the different things from all the different games and made their own. But this is a very unique story, but still centered around the idea of Bowser's got a star and he apparently wants to marry a human.
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit more.
Comic review time! Are you confused about Bowser wanting to marry? I mean, she's always wanted to marry Peach.
No. That's not the thing I wanted to talk a little bit more about. That's not what I'm confused about.
All right,
I mean, they took that picture, basically his whole suit tuxedo.
Well, that's from Odyssey? I think it's Odyssey he wears the suit. Maybe Galaxy 2?
Maybe Galaxy 2. It's not the first Galaxy. I didn't play the second one, but I played
Mario Odyssey. I think you're right.
Wears the full white tux.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you're even getting that in there.
I was sick.
I'm not debating that at all. That's not what I'm confused about. No, what I was going to say is you had mentioned before that it was the right amount of time. And I don't know if I disagree with it being the right amount of time.
Okay.
I just felt like that we just rattled off all of these different games that they pulled from.
Yeah, that they showed.
And grabbed cliche stuff from. And it was everything you want to see. I just felt like it was so fast. I just felt like everything progressed. I don't know if I would have wanted it longer. I just kind of would have liked to have spent a little bit more time doing anything. Mm. Like, everything advanced within, like, 2 days. Like, it was just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have, how I would have felt or done differently, but I just felt like we were at the final battle, like, super quick.
Well, who knows how long he was training?
I don't know.
But the caveat with that is that this is a movie that is solely made to grasp the attention span of children.
It is.
And
I disagree wholeheartedly with that.
Because it's the nostalgia thing.
It is not just.
So you're saying your son
children.
Doesn't have a love as much as you do for Mario?
No, I'm saying that you're trying to span a wide audience.
Right, but
you're trying to appeal to the newer audience and you're trying to appeal
to
your
kids.
The
retained a lot of it because, hey, they just saw it today. But
yeah. And don't get me wrong, you are right in the sense that it in our TikTok culture, everything's got to move. If there was any period of time where it was going to drag, the kids were going to really struggle. And then, I agree with you in that. But
Sonic
too. Yeah, no, great point.
Kids drugged through the whole freaking movie because it was terrible.
They were doing all the drugs.
I don't know what I would have done differently. I just felt like my only push. I really liked this movie.
Yeah,
I thought it was really good. I enjoyed all of the every nostalgic piece of this. I thought it was
Luigi's
great.
Mansion. There's quite a bit of that.
Oh yeah,
where he's shaking with the light, and he's got his pack on.
Yeah,
my favorite part is that was that like one of my. Have you ever played Luigi's Mansion?
Only once or twice, but
haven't. Which one? Like the original?
The original OG.
So the new one on the Switch.
Yeah.
It won Game of the Year, I believe, but
really,
it freaking amazing. Like
I love it.
It's super easy. It's not about it being difficult though. It's about like just the beauty of the world and the fun. It's just super super fun.
Smosh just did a video on. Yeah. They're doing these like reunions of like funny old things. Like Mario is one of Super Mario Brothers. Gotcha. They did one with Pokemon. They did one with Garfield. Like, and so one the person who plays Luigi, they're like, he's like, I'm all about the money now. I get into homes. I get all the ghosts out. You do flip them.
Dude, you do. Dude, you collect. That's the one thing I don't like about the new Luigi's Mansion is you collect so much freaking money. Like, so much money, but you never use it for anything. You just get the money. You just hold it. But anyway, but when you get in the game, there's literally, you're like, he's like, he shakes while he's carrying his little lamp. He's looking through the haunted house. But you can push a button. It does nothing at all. But make him go, Mario. Like, every time he could, it's a little bit like, Mario. It's a little bit different. And so, like, he when he got dropped into the dark realm or whatever with the those freaking bone Koopas were freaking, were crazy coming out of the ground and everything. But he's, like, shaking, and Charlie Day goes, Mario. Like, he starts asking more. I'm like, oh, my word. It's, like, right out of the game, man.
So
yeah. You wanted to breathe more.
I just would have liked to breathe a little bit more. And maybe, I mean, it was, there were so many quick, cliche things that it wasn't necessarily bad. But I'm just like, I know they're going to want to do more. So it's like, where do they go from here when you've touched on everything already?
New stuff,
which isn't bad.
Which
I'm just saying it's the one thing I could have used a little bit more, like,
I mean,
something with the story.
You think about, so thinking of the games, right? You go to the very first game, super simple, right? You run through, you get to a castle. Our prince is another castle, which the toads say at the beginning. Our prince is another castle, dude. And then, like, as it's progressed, obviously it's gotten more, the game's gotten more complex. Mario Odyssey is one of my favorite games.
It's a great game.
Of all time. Solid, like, not game. Just Mario, like, it's just a freaking great game.
Yeah, oh no, generally, it's speaking, it's so a phenomenal
good.
Game.
One of the best
Duke
platformers
is begging me
I've
to
ever
play
played.
It. He's begging me to play so it, and good. I'm like, bud, you're not ready for this.
It's tough. It's tough. It's a tough. Hard game.
It's a hard game, yep.
But the story is wonderful. And so they have shown that they can tell a captivating story with Mario, like in the games.
And so I'm
excited
for... they can
make new ones.
Like, I'm excited for the Nintendo stuff. Like, I really... Yeah. This was a good kickoff. This was a solid kickoff compared to the Sega stuff.
Well, we'll talk about the kickoff at the end of the episode. Harry, what are you thinking about the movie? We saw it a couple nights ago. What are you thinking about?
I thought it was good. My expectations were kind of low on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because...
I'm just joking.
But, yeah. Like I said before, like, I love Donkey Kong. I played, like, a lot of the games when I was a kid.
Tell me why you didn't like him.
I don't know. Like, I could have gone, like, a whole entire lifetime without hearing Seth Rogen's laugh again. Like, like,
it's fair.
His laugh is the worst.
It's just like, okay. I don't know. They just made... I mean, Donkey Kong's, like, kind of like a belligerent idiot. He kind of is. Yeah, he's just, like, a ball of meat. But, I mean, I just...
He's
just kind of feel like...
He's
I don't know.
With a tie.
Yeah.
And dancing.
He's always, you know... Yeah, he's always, like, doing, like, weird dance moves and, like
kind
of thing.
Did you ever play Donkey Kong 64?
Yep.
Where was his tree trunk bazooka?
Yeah.
That thing was freaking awesome in the game.
Yeah.
Like, Diddy Kong had the little, like, tree branch pistols.
Also, I didn't...
But Donkey Kong, he carried it like this, like a giant log. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Diddy Kong was there. That was the other thing. Diddy Kong was, like, there, but he was just like, oh, DK!
Not Donkey's movie, though. Maybe we'll get a Donkey movie. But
that would be good if we actually got a full-blown Donkey Kong
movie. Not if it's all Seth Rogen the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't think
he... It was okay. I just thought...
His voice wasn't too bad. It was only when he laughed. You're right.
It just, like, makes my blood curdle.
His voice wasn't...
I don't know why.
His voice was solid for the actual, like, if you, like, it, you know, there's plenty of times where you see a character in a in an animated film, and the voice, you're like, that doesn't work. But his voice worked, but the laugh, like, took the character.
Yeah, that's what brought me back to Pineapple Express.
Out of seeing Donkey Kong as
And I'm
character.
Trying to rack my brain and say, like, oh, who could have done a better job? But it's not necessarily, like, who could have done a better job. It's like, who would be less annoying when they laughed, really?
Tom Cruise.
Tom
Cruise is Donkey Kong.
No. No, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I liked the aspect of, like, the they weren't super obvious when it came to like adding in like the maps and the things like that, yeah, and the music, right, right. Yes. And yeah. There's a lot of subtleties so good, in the movie,
yeah,
but they weren't right. subtle enough you're that right. you wouldn't have caught on them if you played half of the games.
You're right.
So yeah. Yeah. So yeah, like when it comes down to like, oh, it's not a kids movie, it is, but there is an appeal for the parents that played the games
there's
back in the day.
Be.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's be. Good. That's good. But no, I thought the length of the movie was good. I liked it. It was just quick enough. I mean, to be honest, like we were both tired last night tired. And yeah. whatever, and still tired. But it's just like, if it was any longer, it would have been like. Eh. But it got through. I love the family. We were talking about that. Greg and I were talking about that. Yeah. The family dynamic when they went home. When he went
Mario's
home.
Mario's family.
Oh, Mario yeah. and Luigi. Yeah. It was
they
funny.
Hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, you're a loser. Yeah. And they all think he's terrible.
Dad, yeah. And the dad is literally like, what did I say?
Yeah.
What? I love it. And they're so like New York Italian.
Yeah.
Like stereotype.
And I don't understand. He's good at his job. He's good at the thing that he wanted to do, and everybody's like ragging on him for it.
It's because he quit. It's because he quit a stable job.
Sure,
he had a stable job with the
he's going after his dreams.
Loser with
you. I love the stools holding him up with the video.
I love.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because it was supposed to be green screen, but they didn't green screen out. Yeah.
I loved their job at the rich person's house with the dog.
Yeah.
The dog going after him. I thought it was a great little like intro to.
Yeah,
their,
it was good.
Their
was
real
good,
life
yeah.
jobs. So. It was yeah. They were.
I thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a solid movie for me, and it's clearly for a lot of people.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's
freaking raking in the
can
money.
Can mm-hmm. we talk about now the greatest part of the whole movie?
Oh, well, Greg didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of talked around it. I liked ahead, it, too. Greg. I mean, I loved the movie. I thought it was really fun. I'll go. I'd go see it again. Mm. I don't know if I'd own it. I might. I mean, I think I probably would. I think it's fun enough too. You know, like I love animated films, for other reasons. I think than necessarily everybody does.
I saw myself thinking like you at one point when I saw some of the animation in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like
they were
really
on point.
Solid.
Yeah.
So
Illumination's pretty good.
Whenever I see an animated movie, I first take in like character design, texture work, shading, like world building. I love that stuff more than even the story a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were freaking on point. The texture, the Koopa skin, the hair, the eyes, just the character design in general. Mm-hmm. They did a really great job of making Mario look like Mario, but look enough not like Mario to be like make it feel kind of fresh.
Yeah.
Bowser too. He looked a little like Jack Black.
Bowser was phenomenal.
They were really really cool. The opening scene where they're at the ice castle and stuff, yeah, and he comes in. It's super fun. Like it was everything about it. I feel like fired on all the right cylinders. They did what they had to do. They brought in the fans. They brought in the not so fans, and they brought in all the families apparently because everybody's going to see this movie. And I think they did everything right. And it's a good way to intro the world. And now we're going to get more. Like, we know we're going to get more. I mean, they set it up in the post-credits, so that helps.
Mm-hmm.
They also had a post-credits, which is bizarre.
Bizarre.
Because they had two post-credits, because it's not a superhero movie, but
yeah.
I think it also helps. You're saying low expectations. The last video game movie we watched was Sonic 2, and so it was anything's going to be better
fair.
Than this.
It's fair.
But it was really, really good. My one complaint, we saw Mario and Luigi without gloves on.
Yeah,
you're gonna say that. It terrified me. It was horrible.
They also had four fingers, or like five fingers altogether.
Yeah, they had fingernails and stuff, and like they were like actual hand. Like, that's not right. Like, that's gross, man. Like their family members looked normal without gloves on, and then they took off their gloves, and I'm like, put those away.
I love their comment on it though.
Yeah, you gotta have something. You gotta have something to.
You have to have a look.
But they're like white gloves for a plumber. And I actually thought about it for a second. I was like, yeah, that makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
Not at all.
There's no. Yeah.
All the dirt's gonna show up. It's all gonna get gross. And yeah. Anyway, what's the best part you want to talk about?
Peaches.
Peaches, 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 peaches,
peaches, song of the year.
Song of the year.
Yo, it made the top 100.
Yeah.
And they're looking at maybe nominating it for an Oscar. And I think if Jack Black does not win Oscar for this, we should
riot.
Just burn the Oscars down.
Listen, As I said before this, we need to protect Jack Black at all costs.
He's a national treasure.
National treasure.
He has reached national treasure level.
Yep, yep.
What were you saying? It's him, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler. Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage, for sure. Yeah,
the four.
He is national treasure.
He is national treasure.
Well, Nicolas Cage, I thought, was just the treasure.
He defined it.
That's what I'm saying.
He built this.
He's the founding father of national treasure.
He's the foundation that
is
all
he George Washington?
No. Everything
else is built upon.
What's really on the back of the Declaration of Independence is just a portrait of Nicolas Cage. Because he's been around since,
Absolutely.
The time of Rome.
Well, first up, Beard Game recognized Beard Game with Jack
with
Black.
With Jack?
Jack Black. I aspire to one day have that beard.
Yeah.
I aspire, that is brilliant. I aspire to be on as much drugs as he is on.
I don't know.
That dude is.
I think he's just because of the drugs.
Maybe.
I think he's just natural, man.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Dude, he's in Tenacious D. He tours all over the world.
That's fair.
It's probably mostly mushrooms.
Yeah, probably. Like
mushrooms,
probably.
Acid.
Yeah, he literally worships the rock gods.
Yeah.
Man, he's all about that. Like, I'm not, it is what it is, but I think that's probably why he's as quirky as he is.
Yeah, probably.
He's like, what, he's in his 50s?
Yeah, he's got to be.
He's skipping around with eyeliner and, doing high kicks. Man, I love that man.
If I was given free reign, I would skip around with eyeliner and do high kicks.
Would you wear a suit with a turtle shell with spikes on the back of it?
100%.
I know you would.
In his heartbeat.
When I saw him show up, he showed up to the red carpet. He had, the black suit on, and it had, the red cuffs with, the spikes on them. And then he turns around, and he's got, segmented turtle shell on the back with spikes coming off it. I'm like, dude,
I was ever on the red carpet,
this man knows how to dress.
Ridiculous
outfit. Oh yeah, why not?
That I would pull off.
You're there.
That. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So more. There's gonna be more Mario. We saw post credit. We saw Yoshi's egg hatching.
Yep.
Egg hatching.
We saw Yoshi's Island.
Yep.
In the movie.
Yes, they flew by it.
So we know there's gonna be another one. So fan casting.
For what, Yoshi?
No, I don't care about Yoshi.
Oh.
He doesn't talk.
He just goes, Yoshi!
Yeah, but, okay.
So, they're going to bring in Wario and Waluigi.
Oh, yeah.
So, Harry and I talked a little about this. We've got a pretty good lineup. We want to hear yours, though.
Boy.
Who do you think
Wario, they're going to bring
in? Yeah, Wario first.
Wario.
Who would you put as Wario?
No.
I'm just going to keep casting him in everything because he should be.
He's got the mustache.
He should. Did you see his interview where he said that he wants to be everywhere on every TV at all times?
No, but I can imagine. He's bizarre. He is such a bizarre man.
I know. So
who do you think? Wario. Who would you pick? Real casting.
Real casting.
Real cast. Who would
Wario.
You
Wario.
Yeah.
Well, maybe go with the first name that pops in the head, Jonah Hill.
Interesting. Jonah Hill. I think, honestly...
Jonah Hill could do it.
Honestly, I think Jonah Hill gets a lot of crap when he shouldn't. I think he's a pretty good actor.
Oh, I think he's a solid actor. I think he deserves a lot of credit.
I think so, too. He gets a lot of crap.
He's got a great range.
He's got a great range. I think he probably could.
I'm just saying, you hear his voice sometimes.
Harris
is
better.
I think he could do it. What's Harris?
Go for it.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
That's 100% better.
Danny DeVito.
That's solid. That's beyond
right, so
solid.
Danny DeVito is Wario.
In real life. Wario. You're right.
Yeah,
real life Wario.
Just like they.
Yep.
They're just gonna.
Yep.
They're just gonna.
Actually, he'll be the only live action character.
Blue screen him on there.
Just give him the hat.
He already dresses like him. He wins.
There's nobody else.
Nobody else.
No, this can't be about
nobody
else. All right. Well, you know what? Honestly, after we talked about that, I did think of somebody else.
It's not going to be as good.
I don't know, man.
Say it.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
For Wario?
Honestly, I think he would just dissolve into that role.
What?
What has
Daniel Day-Lewis been in?
Has Daniel Day-Lewis not been in?
He's in one recently. He's in one movie every 2 years.
It's the ones that he believes the most in. I think he would believe the most in Wario.
Mario
if he committed
too.
Himself to it, he would be the best
he
Wario
would be the best.
And win an Oscar
either
for
him,
it.
Either him or Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
Because Gary Oldman also disappears into roles, and I think he could do it.
Completely.
All right. Who do you think for...
You don't understand.
Yeah.
Both of those are not as good as Danny DeVito because Danny DeVito has been method acting Wario since birth.
Since birth. He was born as Wario.
That's true.
That man, yeah. That since, man is more method on Wario than anyone ever has been method on any character.
After he finished Rainmaker and he realized he wasn't in for the whole drama thing, right. He just went to...
Yep.
Waluigi. I have one for Waluigi.
Nick Cage.
I think it's pretty...
Straight up. Nick Cage.
No. Nick Cage?
Nick Cage.
I mean, he might be. He's crazy enough. He's a crazy dude.
Can you name somebody who is more like Waluigi?
Yes.
In real life.
I think so.
All right, well, who we got?
Jim Carrey. He's tall, lanky.
Solid.
He's solid. And imagine Jim Carrey and Danny DeVito.
Jim Carrey. I don't know if you could put them in a room together.
Probably not.
They'd have to film those. They'd have
separately.
To film those separately.
Yeah. We could do like a Robin Williams genie thing. Where
pretty much all Batman's villains actors.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all great. They're all great. Including Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who would he play in the Mario world? Is anybody left? Who's left? There's other people.
Not many.
Not many. Right? There's not many. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's not a
lot. That's my one thing here is they introduced a lot of people really quick.
Wow. I mean, but I'm talking about villains. They only introduced Bowser.
Well, he doesn't have that many villains.
King Boo was there.
No, King Baba Bomb was there.
King Boo was there.
King Boo was there? Where?
He was at the wedding ceremony. Oh, he bounced real quick.
Oh, okay.
Well, even though they're there, though, they weren't really, you know.
King Baba Bomb is dead.
King Baba Bomb, that's right.
He's dead. Straight up dead.
And blew everybody else up. They killed so many people in this movie.
Straight up dead.
they pulled a Batman in this movie where it's like, this is a kid's movie. Nobody's going to die. And they killed like everybody.
Kill everyone.
Everyone's dead.
All people are dead. All right. Well,
last question. This is real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go around. Your favorite character and why?
Ah, look at that. Just like what the kiddos did.
Just like the kiddos. Favorite character and why?
Man, you think I'd be thinking about this whole time?
I'll go first since I asked it and I already know.
Oh, okay.
It's Bowser.
Bowser
is the man.
I figured. Cool.
Bowser, not only just because he's based off of a real life animal. I don't know if you know this, but it is a
Koopa Troopa?
No, it's an alligator snapping turtle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a real thing.
Scary as all hell.
I've seen one in real life in Lansdale and I almost died.
Andy.
There was one in Lansdale?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This thing.
Dude.
It was living in this tiny, I'm telling you, like, it was literally, the shell was this big.
That's gross.
So yes. Andy works at Cape, on Kennedy Space Center.
Shout out to Andy.
Way to go, Andy.
We love you, Andy.
Way to be a rocket scientist.
He told me.
There's the mug, Andy. We love you, Andy.
Rocket surgeon.
He told me that Kennedy, I didn't know this, is built on a natural wildlife reserve.
A lot of those places are.
Yeah, yeah.
They have their own what are they called? Animal control guy on for the whole thing.
Okay, cool.
He said they moved a crate the one day.
No.
Alligator snapping turtle right there behind it. And the guy, everybody was just like, go get the animal guy.
It was just Bowser.
It was straight up Bowser. If you ever look up an alligator snapping turtle,
I'm gonna look it up
and tell me it is not Bowser.
Probably is. All right, who do you think, Harry? Or do you
want me to go? I can go. I like Toad a lot. He was funny.
Toad was great.
Toad's boss.
He was funny.
That's another game. Captain Toad.
Captain Toad's
a great game. It's a puzzle game if you haven't played it. It's all different levels. You go like through squares, and he has the frying pan and the backpack all the time.
Toad is solid.
Yeah, Toad was good.
I liked him.
Why?
Greg? Why?
Yeah, he said that was part of the question. We made the kids say why.
I don't know. I thought he was funny. He was a good supporting character. He's kind of just like always there when they panned over, just doing something funny or saying something funny.
I did really like his line where he wasn't going to leave Peach. I actually thought that was a pretty touching moment.
Yeah.
I was like,
well, he's always been the
her
royal guard, like in the games.
Yep.
Yeah,
he's the guy you come to at the end. I always thought. I mean, I maybe it's a different Toad every time. And when we in the original games, I always thought it was the same guy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. You know,
I didn't think it was anyone.
I don't know. I liked when he pulls up in his
the giant like Escalade
car for the car.
Yes.
It starts like boom, boom.
He makes the choice on that.
That was good. Yeah, you were like, it's gonna be really tiny, and then I'm like, no, it's gonna be real big, and it comes out. It's
I thought it was gonna be the Toad cart because the Toad cart is from Mario Kart.
He's the fast one.
Fast and light. Yeah.
Yep.
You know what they should have? Oh, this is a character that I would like to see.
Baby Mario and Baby Luigi, too.
They did.
Flashback.
I would have liked to see him Rob.
Who?
Rob.
Oh, yeah.
The robot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
True. They had mention of Bowser's kid. That's more villains you could do.
Yeah.
Ludwig von Bowser was the guy who made the piano.
Yeah.
That's his oldest child.
Interesting.
In the game. Remember in, what was it, Super Mario World, where you where every castle...
Well, the one with the little bandana?
Nah, he's the one with the big, like, Bowser's, spiky blue hair.
Bowser's got kids.
Bowser's got, like,
all
seven or eight kids.
Mm-hmm. He's, yeah.
Well, do snapping alligator turtles, like, lay a whole bunch of eggs? Then
I don't know, maybe.
Probably they're turtles.
Right, they're turtles. Yeah. They gotta do that.
Yep.
Toilets.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Oh, man, favorite character is really tough. It's really tough to pick a favorite character because
I
like them all.
Mario.
No, yeah. I don't think so. I'd say it's between. I can't do it between though. I'll do my favorite, and then I'll tell you the little side one. Luigi's my favorite. Luigi's always my favorite.
Solid. Luigi was real good.
He's my favorite, like in the video games. In like, just I would always play as Luigi, partly because my older brother would never let me be Mario. But and then Luigi's Mansion came out, and it's like my freaking favorite. And I would always race as him in Mario Kart. And Charlie Day is a hero.
Charlie Day,
he's funny.
So they were great.
Dr. Mario, that's another character.
They didn't have Dr. Mario.
I didn't see Dr. Mario.
We didn't have Dr. Mario in there. No. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
They did have, I don't know if he actually was, but he looked like he should be, Funky Kong, the guy that drove them at the beginning when they first came in with the glasses and everything.
Oh, yeah, he was.
They never called him Funky Kong, but he was freaking hilarious. He goes in, they like, boom, and drive away. He's like, just like killing people on the way. Like, they're blowing up carts on the way.
Yeah.
That was a cool introduction to the Kong's world, and I really liked that character. Yeah. But he was really tiny, so I figure he doesn't count.
Yep.
So, Luigi for me. All right. Well, that was a great movie. Oh, we got a verdict. Dude.
Yeah.
Boss has been good. We've been talking for a while because we like it.
Yeah.
I'm not used to this. Last time we did a video game movie, it was over in like 20 minutes because none of us wanted to talk
about
it.
We rolled up on 50 minutes here.
All right.
Oh, that's not that bad.
It's pretty good. Over an hour episode with the kids.
Yeah.
Verdict time. All right. Verdict. We're going to end with you, Logan, because your family has been kind of like the crux of this whole Mario thing.
That's fair.
It's kind of your fault that we're doing all the video game stuff.
True.
Thanks a lot,
Logan. Kind of your fault that we had to watch those Sonic movies.
I'm sorry for making you watch a good movie.
Kind of your fault that we got to watch Max Payne next.
That is not my fault. That's not my fault.
That's all on you.
That's Patreon. That blood is not on my hands.
The only reason why it's on Patreon
is not
on
my
hands. It's because you wanted to start the whole video game series.
God forbid we do video games.
Yeah, Max Payne. Forbid that. Yeah. All right, Harry, what do you think? What's your verdict?
Well, this is the question. Is this going to be a general movie grading, or are we doing...
I think probably a general, because there's not like really...
Just too general.
Yeah, because
too general.
It's not like a big comic book presence.
No.
Like, Sonic had those, like, 15 or 20 years of comics.
Just do general.
Mario really
I'm going to just call it a perfection in the regards to its accuracy to the comics and everything that it has inside of it. I thought it was a pretty good movie. I thought the timing, me personally, I thought the timing was good. Captivated the audience and kept the attention on it. I think it's a perfection just because they don't venture into some weird storyline that's out of the parameters of the games. Like, it's one thing to come up with your own, you know, your own actual set of storyline or whatever, but they're not bringing in some random character. They're not being like, this person's actually like this or whatever. So I think in regards to that, I think it's perfection. I enjoyed it. It was a wholesome family film.
It was family fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Rated E for
I would like if everyone. You know one day Lord willing have kids I'd watch it with them I have no problem doing
yeah,
that
for sure
yeah
I agree I think yeah I would say it's perfection I would say it didn't really go into any of the actual like storylines but it took a generic storyline of Bowser getting a star and they were true to the characters like the characters played off the way that they should and there wasn't really any deviation of characters and there was no photorealistic owl. Giving Mario purpose. So thank goodness.
Yes.
Thank goodness for that. But no, I think, perfection. I can't wait to see more. They're talking about a Super Smash Brothers collection. They're talking about doing like a Zelda movie and a Metroid movie and then bringing them together as like an Avengers-style Super Smash.
That'd be smart.
I'd freaking love
that'd
that, man.
That'd be really smart.
It'd be really great. And imagine, see, like, and they could even do like slightly different animation styles than kind of amalgamize them together. That'd be cool, man.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it. Like, let's get more good. Man, we're on a roll with superhero stuff. Last of Us, Super Mario, they're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting better. For every Sonic 2 and 1. Hopefully we'll have a Super Mario and Last of Us.
Hopefully you got a better ratio than that.
Robert, you know what we should do?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed.
Did they make Oh, yeah, Michael Fassbender.
Woof.
Yeah.
I was about to say, did they make a movie of that? Oh, that's right. Yep. They did, unfortunately.
Woof.
And the worst part is, Michael Fassbender is a really good actor.
He's a real good actor.
And I wouldn't mind him being an assassin in Assassin's Creed.
Agreed. Agreed.
But I could mind all the other things about that. How about Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Ooh.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, so we have actually a couple of
We've got a couple more.
We've got room to grow here. Oh,
gross. All right, well, go ahead, Logan. What do you think?
I think it's a perfection.
Woohoo!
I have four kids, 2, 4, 6, and 8.
Oh,
and they
baby.
All sat through it in a movie theater and watched it.
Yeah.
I don't know how much better you can get than that.
Yeah. Wait, was your wife there too?
Yeah.
Greg,
and my mother-in-law.
She sat through it?
And my mother-in-law. Huh? Yeah.
Jeez.
Greg and I both went through, or not went through, well, we did go through it, but we watched it last night. We started at 8 p.m., so we started about 8:20.
Yeah.
I think there was maybe...
Like 6 people in there?
Four. Well, no. I think there's maybe like 4 children in there, and then there's probably about like 25 other people.
Yeah.
And they were all adults.
All adults.
Mostly men with no other females or children.
I will say.
So I was like.
We can't talk, though. We went together.
No, I'm us included. Us included in that.
I will say I laughed a lot in that movie, though.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot.
I thought it was really
solid. The little ghost thing was cracking me up.
Like I said, the only
thing, release of death.
Yeah.
I thought it was so fast, but I think maybe I need to just watch it again. That could just be a first take on it. That could be anything like that. But I thought it was a really good movie. I really enjoyed it, and I was really surprised, to be honest. When the first trailer came out, I was expecting a Sonic situation with redoing different things because of people's reaction to stuff, and it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Nintendo owns Sega now, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so
she can redo it. Yeah. You know, I honestly was the other.
Why did they do that? Why did they go with Paramount?
I don't know.
Because Nintendo
made this movie, really.
Yes,
Illumination was the animation studio behind it, but like Nintendo actually made
this movie. Think about early on with Marvel. Okay, Marvel didn't have its own studio.
Right, exactly. Right,
okay,
right.
Now Nintendo has their own studio,
right.
But they're going to partner with different companies
and
to create. Create the films they want to have. But prior to this, you know, they sold off other rights to be produced in other
movies.
And so over time here, they're going to probably be doing similar things to Marvel, because why wouldn't you?
The Nintendo.
I'm saying Nintendo's going to be doing similar things to Marvel.
Yes,
why wouldn't they? I mean, you got a game plan there. You've got the people for it. You might as well use it and do it.
You know why Mario worked?
Why?
No live action people.
Yep. Exactly.
None. Yeah. It was just, they, you know what? And in all seriousness, not just to continue to rag on Sonic, but in all seriousness, they embraced the ridiculousness of a video game.
Oh, they sure did.
Like, they just embraced
it. Really embraced
it. Like, that was one of our biggest critiques about Sonic, was that they
tried to put it in a real world.
In a real world. They left behind all that creative
world.
Try
to put
world.
Liquid in a box.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Unless it's like a waterproof box. But this wasn't. It's spilling everywhere. Mario, though, they just did it. Yeah,
this is ridiculous. This is a video game.
As ridiculous as possible. People love it.
The whole point of playing a video game is doing something that you can't do in your own world.
Right.
And it worked, and it was great, and we loved it, and we want to see more. And you said, well, maybe it's my first time seeing it. So in other words, you would go see it again.
Right. I would own this movie. This is, you know how we talked about how, like, my kids have watched Minions probably like 16 times.
Yeah.
But they'll never be like, hey, Dad, can we watch Sonic? Like, no, they won't. That won't ever happen. I think this is something that they could definitely watch 16 times.
Yeah.
I mean, we hadn't left the theater yet, and they were like, can we go see it again?
Love it. That's good.
That speaks volumes to it.
That's why it's almost made $800 million already, and it's still going strong. So, I mean,
it's impressive. It's really impressive.
It's great. Keep it up, Nintendo. We're expecting a Zelda movie. We're expecting a Metroid movie.
Yes.
Make it happen. Yes. We would love to see those. All right, guys. Well, that was our take on Mario. Check back our channel for our other video game takes, and then we'll be doing some more. Max Payne's coming up, unfortunately, and a few others. Maybe Prince of Persia, maybe Assassin's Creed. We hope not, but it could happen. If you want to go and vote for those things and make us watch those terrible movies,
suffer.
Join Patreon
down
below.
You want us to suffer.
Yeah, if you don't want us to suffer and you still want to help us, just like and subscribe. That'd be really great. We'll see you guys next time on the Legion of Comic Correction.